The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Why, hello there. Have you needed a welder? Have you looked at buying a welder? No need. So here's your chance to win one. Rose Metalworks and Eastwood Tools have decided to sponsor the next giveaway item for the Drop with Frank and Brian podcast. Their next giveaway item is going to be a MIG 140 welder from Eastwood Tools. All you have to do is go to livelifecustom.com or grindertv.com, spend at least $5, and it's going to get you at least one entry for the MIG 140. I want to thank Frank and Brian for wanting to team up for this giveaway, and I also want to thank Eastwood Tools for supporting our cause. Thank you for helping the truck scene, and thank you for supporting all our small businesses. So if you guys want a chance at a MIG 140 Eastwood welder, make sure you spend at least $5 at both their websites. Who knows? You might be able to finally finish your project. See you guys. Bye.
Now that we got that out of the way, we're back. We're back. Are you back?
I am back. I'm just making sure it's all here.
All dialed in.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We're back, baby. After
a month.
A month. Four guest episodes. They were really good. I hope everybody enjoyed them. I liked them. They were fun. I enjoyed rewatching them and listened to over again. They were all great. Ronnie's was really fun.
Yeah.
That's one that just came out this week. That's why it's the freshest in my mind. But, but they were all super fun.
No, they were.
Yeah, and it was great.
So on the way to the... Was it on the way to the first one? No, it was on the way to Ronnie's when I got the speeding ticket.
It was, yeah. That was the last one.
Yeah, and it's funny because I've gotten speeding tickets before in the past, or tickets, and it's been... It takes a few, like 2 months before like the due date, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one, yesterday, I came home and I've been meaning to get this ticket out of my glove box for a while. So I get it out of the glove box and I throw it in the office, and I come in the office and I look down and I go, oh, this thing's due tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And so I get on the thing and it's like, oh, you can't do driving school. And like you have to sign up a week before your court date.
Oh,
and then
no.
You can't do an online extension a week before your court date. So I had to call and I got it extended and everything, but I'm like, I'm glad I took that out of there.
Yeah.
That would have sucked.
Yeah. You would have got a warrant out on your ass.
Yeah. I'd have been in hot pursuit.
And that same cop would have pulled you over and been like, hey, buddy.
I told you last time.
It was Mr. Nice Guy before. Now it's no more Mr. Nice Guy.
And he shoots me.
Sorry, that's the way we do it in Arizona.
Yeah.
Sorry about your luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back, man. And I think we should...
Wait. Huh? We have a... Let's go right into the giveaway.
That's what I was just saying. People, they just started the episode. They just heard the big news, what we're doing. Go ahead.
Oh, I got to go ahead?
Oh, you can go ahead. I can go ahead. Either one of us can go ahead.
All right. We're giving away a welder.
Yep.
And it's from Eastwood. And it's through Sean Rose, which a lot of people are probably familiar with Sean Rose. Rose Metalworks.
Mm-hmm.
Does all kinds of good stuff with like raising money.
He's just like
an extraordinary amount of money.
Yeah. He is just like everything that guy does has like this touch of class to it, you know, with him teaching, you know, metalwork classes, you know, to kids, raising money for breast cancer awareness, throwing that huge auction at Mini Nats. Like everything the guy does is classy and really cool.
And I don't know Sean, like, I know him, but I don't know him super well. But mm-hmm. just from my interactions with him and all that stuff, he's like super passionate.
Yeah,
like
everything. Definitely.
It's like extra passionate. So
yeah,
but yeah. So he is like affiliated with Eastwood. And forgive me if I get any of this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is just I just have some notes. I got notes, and I got them from Sean. But, you know, I don't want to read off a script.
No, I get it. Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, so, but he and Eastwood are working together on this, and, yeah, we're giving away a welder. So, Eastwood, it sells tools and all kinds of stuff, and he and they also, not a lot of people know this, because I didn't know this, because Sean just told me last night, is that you can buy, like, forklift, like, posts, like car lifts from them.
Yeah, I was, like, going through their website. It's, yeah. They sell, like, literally everything.
And I've been looking for a, I was thinking about putting a lift in the garage to get the Tacoma up, and then I could park another car under it. And he, there's a code that he has. It's called, it's Rose 10, R-O-S-E 10. Mm-hmm. And you get 10% off anything.
Yeah.
So if you want to go buy something, you get 10% off. So this lift that I was looking at is going to be like $400 off just using that code.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's developed a really cool relationship with those guys. What I find neat is like, so, you know, we talked about him like doing his like metal work and doing the bead rolling. So I think, and again, forgive me if I'm wrong, I'm only deducting here, but, but he travels to shows, he sets up his booth, he bead rolls at shows, you know, makes things for the shows and other people. And now what he's going to do is he's going to start traveling to the Eastwood locations and doing like classes and stuff like that too. Like I said, the guy, everything the guy's doing is just so incredibly cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And he said he even mentioned, he goes, he wants to get out here and set up classes. So if there's like, I think he's going to start to do that. He's going to start to like put classes together in different cities and then travel there and then do classes over a weekend, over a week. I don't know what the length of the stuff is, but just give him a follow on Instagram. It's Rose Metalworks.
A really cool person for him to link up with is going to be our next guest episode. Either one of those people.
Eric.
Almeida or Angelina.
All this time and we don't know how to say Eric's last name right.
Handsome Eric. The longtime listeners of the podcast know we've talked about Handsome Eric before.
Yeah.
We're going to finally have him on the podcast and sit down and really get in the nuts and bolts of that man. But yeah, that would actually be like, not to take away, to deviate from what we're talking about Sean and stuff, that'd be a great link up for him to talk to those guys and put some together, because they are super passionate about you know, doing stuff for the community, and they're both teachers in the automotive world. Another great person. I'm just spitballing ideas out here. Another great person is Alan, hooking up with Alan and doing something. Because
he's doing the classes too.
He is. Yeah. He just put out that like quick video of him, you know, working with different, different students. His is a little bit different, is he's working with kids that are coming out of like the juvenile delinquent. Does that sound bad? The juvenile delinquent? Is that what you say? Troubled kids. He has troubled past. Troubled youth coming
might
through
have gotten
his
into
shop.
Some trouble, and now they have a place to go to
learn stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's through Alan, aka airbrushing.
Yep.
Lots of great avenues.
Yeah, definitely. So, and yeah, so just follow Sean Rose Metalworks on Instagram, Sean Rose on Facebook, and yeah, and then use his code Rose10
on Eastwood .com. Eastwoodco.com.
Go on Eastwood. You'll be surprised what they have on there.
Yeah.
From tools to QA1 shocks to four post lifts to all kinds of stuff. So.
And speaking about East Coast Co, you told me to watch the podcast that they put together, which is really cool. The one I watched was the one that you sent me with Jamie Jordan. Everybody knows Jamie Jordan in our scene. Bomber Seats, old school mini trucker, you know. Yeah. Been around a long time, but so the actual like interview was really cool with him, just hearing about mini truck stuff. But what I found cool about that podcast and then a few others that I was checking out is, and this is like, and we kind of like figured this out as we were coming up with this giveaway, tools are such an overlooked thing. Like you need the tools to do the thing, to make the thing, right? And so on their podcast, it's really neat because it's not just like interviewing this guy who makes cool things. It's like, what tools are you using? What tools did you start with? Where did you, like, it's really getting in the nuts and bolts of exactly what they do, which is tools and products, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The Jamie Jordan thing was so funny because I listened to it while I was getting a deep clean on my, at the dentist.
Oh, really? I was going to ask you. I don't want to get out of truck stuff, but I was going to ask you about it. I just had my teeth cleaned yesterday, but anyway.
Yeah. I got the deep clean on the right and, put those on, and it was nice and soothing. Like the
did it kick
Jamie's
your ass?
Voice is soothing. What's that?
Did it kick your ass?
I didn't feel anything.
Oh man, Maybe you're going to a better dentist than I do because mine is rowdy.
Well, no, because the lady, she was like gouging my teeth with thing. And she afterwards, she goes, are you just trying to like
be cool?
Pretend you'd be cool? And I was like, no, I didn't feel anything. And she goes, oh. And then
Did they numb you?
Yeah.
Oh. They don't do that to me.
They don't numb you?
No. I must have crappy insurance.
It's just some shots, man. Pay for it.
Well, actually, not to deviate this whole conversation, but when I did, like, so I did the same thing you did. I did half and half. And the second time, I'm like, okay, yeah, just because she offered it. She's like, do you want shots? I'm like, eh. And then I'm like, oh, I need them. It didn't work either. It's just the whole thing sucked. So it was kind of funny that I was curious at exactly how that experience was for you. But
yeah,
anyway.
It was cool.
But you put it even like listening to that podcast.
Yeah, and it was just kind of just it was cool because it was just soothing. Like I don't know if that makes any sense.
That
like
is
their,
weird.
Both their voices were calm and just relaxing.
Yeah. Well, Jamie's got that little Mississippi Southern accent, so.
Yeah, maybe that's it. That's it was just like that like apple pie.
Yeah, apple pies and
yeah, yeah.
And catfish. I don't know.
Just anyway. That soothing welcome to dinner accent. Right.
No, but it's really cool. We're really excited about this giveaway and to have, you know, especially Sean and Eastwood. It's awesome. So, yeah. So to do that, go to our websites, livelifecustom.com. Grender-tv.com. And if you go there, this is coming out on Monday. If you go there, there's two brand new shirts on the website for livelifecustom.com.
What do we got? Do you have them?
We'll talk about one now and then one later. So don't leave. So
don't
this
leave.
This is the first one. This is Possessed to Cruise. It's a very suicidal tendencies inspired shirt. Derek up in Canada came through again. He designed it up for us and you know, made it. So I really appreciate that. Turned out killer. So that's that one. So yeah, new shirts on the website.
Heck yeah.
And you have new shirts on the website with your new Chevy.
Ah. Whoa. Well, it's not new. I've had it up there.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. We haven't been around for 4 weeks. We have so much to talk about.
I know.
There's a whole bunch of crap going on, which is funny because we didn't before, but now we do.
I know. We didn't have anything to talk about before, and we were kind of just like just relying on our personal life stuff to talk about, which is totally fine. But we had like zero truck stuff to talk about.
But now
we couldn't like parlay into from our personal stuff into truck stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
But no, we're chock full of it this week. That's the giveaway. That's what's going on. But yeah, where do you want to start? Do you want to start? I mean, because we did the slowdown.
Yep.
We did. I went to a thing called OC Yoda Nights, which was freaking awesome. That was a couple weeks ago. So we'll get into that. But I guess we'll start with the slowdown, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So it was cool. It was a lot of fun to start there. Well, you had an adventure. I don't know where to begin because you had an adventure too, and it ties into the video you just dropped today.
So I had a plan.
You did.
Yes, and my
let's
plan
start there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my original plan was never to do anything to that Ford Maverick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was gonna it was just to have
leave it alone. And do what it does best, which is drive fine, be reliable.
Tow a little here and there.
Tow my little tiny little trailer to shows or fill the bed up with boost stuff. And just no questions asked, just go. And do it cheaply because the Titan, obviously, big trucks take a lot of gas. That truck doesn't take a lot of gas. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we were going to go up to, before slowdown, I wanted to go up and spend like 3 days in the Monterey area. And then Chelsea was like, oh, we should take the bikes. So I got this picture in my head of these two bikes, mm-hmm. bed of the Maverick. And then I saw this, then just online in one of the Maverick, Facebook groups, this dude posts this truck and I go, man, that looks really good. I wonder if I can wonder what it would take to do that. So I started researching.
Cause the truck you're describing is this lowered Maverick.
It's a lowered Maverick, yeah. So I went and found the wheels that he was using, which were 21-inch Ford Edge wheels. I just went on Marketplace, and they found some across town. I'm like, hmm. So then I was
Well, hold on, but before you go too far, I want to just jump on that little thing because that's hilarious, is when you bought the wheels. because I'll let you fix anything that I said, but from what I remember, you said you went and picked up these wheels. This dude was selling them off his Edge.
Oh, yeah.
You just happened to notice that he had a newer set of wheels on his Edge, and you're like, oh, that's cool. So you went with those, and I guess they were scuffed or something?
Yeah, so these wheels were pretty beat up.
And they he's like, yeah, I got rid of them because these ones are scuffed. I need new wheels. And then you started like kind of describing what you were going to do to them, which was repair them. And he's like, you can repair them?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I was like, I'm going to get these powder. I was like, oh, they're kind of messed up and stuff. I was like, but I saw that in the picture, so it wasn't a surprise. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, my buddy owns a powder coating place like 10 miles away. I'm going to drop him off and get him fixed. And he goes, oh. He goes, I didn't know you could. He goes, how much is that? I was like, I don't know, like $600. And he goes, oh, don't tell my wife. Because I guess he just used that as an excuse to get new wheels for their truck.
Yeah. And they were kind of ugly, weren't they?
They weren't great.
I know they're nice.
Anyway. So yeah, I took those up to Matador Powder Coating and got them powder coated. But yeah, so then I reached out to Silvers, which is the coilover company that this other Maverick put on, and they make like their kit is specifically to go as low as you can, like,
mm-hmm.
like the back. When I first put that kit on, the back was as high as it would go.
Oh, you that really?
It couldn't go any higher. Okay. So that was my issue, right? So. Mm-hmm. Let's back up just a little bit. So
yeah, I get
the coilovers. I get the in the mail, or shipped or whatever. And then the wheels are at Matador. I order tires. I have everything to do this. And in my head, all I picture in my head is mobbing up in this lowered Maverick with bikes. Two bikes in the bat. Yeah,
trailer.
Just have this
and
cool,
the trailer. The trailer's
yeah, and the trailer. It's just this cool little like. You know how everyone dreams about this huge truck with this huge rig on it and these big toter homes and stuff? Yeah, yeah. Not me, man. No. I was just like this little mini toter home, right?
Yeah.
This like tiny little thing. So, and I, the other thing is too, is like going up to the coast and going on coastal cities and they're just always tight, hard to park. So mm-hmm. the Maverick is nice. So I get the wheels mounted and everything. We were supposed to leave Monday morning for slowdown. And I get everything Friday.
Oh, you hadn't even installed them on by Friday?
No, so you left Thursday.
Right. Oh, that's right.
You were here.
I was there. And then okay, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, you were here. So.
And it was stock when I left.
It was. So I, on Friday, got the wheels and tires mounted. Or Thursday, I think after you left, I think I went and picked the wheels up. Because I didn't even have the wheels here when you were here.
Mm-hmm.
Got the tires mounted. Friday night, I was like, okay, I'm going to install this thing. And then I was like, and it started raining, and I didn't want to leave the Tacoma out in the rain
mm-hmm.
or overnight if I didn't finish. So Saturday morning, I was like, I'm going to wake up really early and beat the heat and get this thing done.
Mm-hmm.
I think I started at like 8 or 9 in the morning, which wasn't early enough. And I didn't get done and in the house until like midnight.
Wow. Those things always take a long time. Even if it's just swapping out some, you know, struts, basically.
Yeah.
It's going to take a minute.
Well, the problem was it would get really hot, so I'd have to come inside and, like, cool down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other problem is I didn't know how to install. I knew how to install coils and, like, coilovers, but the adjusting is, and the adjusting sucks because you put them in,
mm-hmm.
then you got to let the truck down. You got to look at it and go, nope. And then you got to jack the truck back up, take the wheels and tires off.
Oh, you got to take the wheel and tire off.
Ooh. The wheel and tire off. And the truck, it's not like it has an axle in the back that I can jack up the back, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, or the front doesn't have a weird jacking point. So I have to jack one side up, do it, jack it down. Go to the other side, jack the other side. So it's like, it was just this thing. And then twisting, it wasn't hard. It was just like a lot of repetitive stuff. And then my lack of knowledge on that stuff, I probably could have saved a lot of time by like in the back, right? When you, I did one side at a time because I didn't want to take both sides apart at the same time. So I got one side done and then went to do the other side in the back and I couldn't get the spring out because the other side was already connected because it's a trailing arm. So I had to go back to the other side, jack it up, the wheel and tire off. Undo the shock bolt, let it droop down, and then go to the other side, take the spring out, and then, I don't know, it was just... That's, it was just me not thinking clearly and like, and
well, and plus the heat, that the heat, like, yeah, when you're in that, when you're, because like in the video you explain all this and like you say that you were, it's just frustrating. Like, that's like the heat and being frustrated.
And I don't want to complain about the heat too much because Ben body dropped an entire truck.
That's true.
In his, in the summertime. So like,
that's true.
Yeah. Well, not in the summertime, but he's always driving around the summertime. So I was kept on thinking about him, like, ah, just quit complaining. Like, mm-hmm, this guy's out there doing his stuff. Anyways, got it all together that night. And I was like, okay, I'm going to test drive it down the street. I drove it down the street and it was making every noise imaginable.
With no, like, trailer, what? Just on the ground.
Just on the, just, yeah, driving. And I'm like, what the F is happening? Mm-hmm. So I backed it up, put it in the, put everything away, and I was like, I'll deal with it. Or actually, no, was it that night? I think it was that night I started freaking out. I think it was because I told Chelsea, no, it was the next day. I don't remember. It was either that night or Saturday. I was started just freaking out.
Yeah. Freaking out because, like, you think that, like, you took your nice stock truck and just fucked it up, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was, excuse, like, me, why did I do it? I did this purely out of boredom.
Yeah.
Purely out of boredom. Like, spent a bunch of money, all this stuff. Yeah. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, this is the dumbest thing I could have ever done.
I've done that so many times.
So I'm sure every single person has. But, like, mm-hmm, and I know this is probably a little bit different for some people, but, you know, That truck was the first new truck that I've gotten in 20 years.
Right.
You know, since I bought the Titan. And so, like, even though it's just this cheap entry level type of truck, you know, I know there's some people out there that take their brand new $80,000 trucks and just cut them to shit. And they're like, yeah, what are you talking? You put coilovers on your stupid little $25,000 truck.
Right.
But, yeah, it was making, and then, so I was talking to Matt Dower, you know what I mean? I, mm-hmm, like, this whole time showing him what
is,
I'm
is
doing.
Is he like, was stuff. He like coaching you through it?
When I started freaking out, he goes, just calm down. He goes, I had the jack and the jack stands in the front and I was probably 5 seconds away from putting it back to stock.
I mean, yeah, at that point, like, yeah, no, I wouldn't have blamed you either.
Yeah. And I didn't test drive the trailer yet. I think it, so what happened was when I was jacking up the front, I bent the dust cover. Remember the dust cover that was hitting on the Titan when we were in LST, when we replaced your thing? Uh-huh. Same thing happened to mine, except I bent it bad on the bottom.
Oh.
So it was just like, oh. I was like, what? I thought the tire was digging into the thing. Like, I was like, what is feeling going on?
Yeah.
And the thing is I knew that I could just raise the truck up and it was fine, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't want that. I didn't want I wanted that truck to be low if it's going to be look cool. I didn't want it to
be. You were already like down this path. Like,
yeah, this look that I had.
You were kind of like, I wouldn't say dedicated, but you were definitely like committed at that point.
I was committed to this certain look.
Right.
I didn't want to half-ass the look because I had Eibach lowering springs here. I could have just put the lowering springs on. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have been low enough. That's why I got these coilovers. Because the only way you're going to get down that low and ride good is with coilovers.
Right.
So I fixed the dust cover, and then it's still making weird noises. And I'm like, whatever. I went and drove it around the neighborhood and like was whipping it around. And I was like, this thing rides really good. Like but it's still making some kind of noises. And I'm like, well, I'll figure it out later. Mm-hmm. So, and then I put the trailer on it. Oh, I put the trailer on it that night, the night before, and it was rubbing the tire. So that's when I knew I made the decision that I had to take the Titan.
Oh, okay. So when did you film that piece of the video when the Maverick is riding by with the trailer and it's making the,
like, 3 days ago?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That noise that
movie
you hear,
magic.
That noise that you hear is just sound effects for that.
Oh, no,
I found
way.
Online.
No way.
Yeah,
you got me.
So here's the other funny part, right?
Yeah.
So that night, it was Saturday night, and I took the trailer up and put everything, and I drove down the street and it's just rubbing. And I was like, well, I can't take this, right?
Yeah.
And so put everything away in my head. I was like, I'll figure this out when I get back from Monterey or from Slowdown. And so loaded up the Titan on Sunday. And then Monday we took off. And then I forgot when it was. I think it was that night. I think it was before I left. I looked up and I saw the airbags that I had sitting on my shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And I go,
This is my favorite part of this story.
We'll just put these in, replace
we'll
the
just
springs.
Bag the back of the Maverick.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, we'll just put these in place. They were the exact size of the springs.
Were they they look kind of small in the video? Were they still like a normal size bag and they just kind of look small in the video? Or were
no,
they
they're
RE5, smaller?
So they're smaller.
They are smaller. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, because they look just like when you guys are holding them, they look tiny in your hand.
They're tiny little bags, yeah. They were originally for the front of the Tacoma, and I either got the wrong ones or Sean told me to get the wrong ones. I don't know, but...
And then you just had these things laying around.
Just had them laying
That's
around.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, huh. Okay, well, we'll figure this out. And so go to slowdown, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll get back. We'll come back
well,
around.
We'll circle back around. We're finishing the Maverick story right now.
Yeah. So got the Titan, spent a gajillion dollars driving up to Monterey and all that stuff. But it all worked out. I get back and I asked Panda. I was like, do you want to do this? And he said, yeah, that's fine. Totally good. Mm-hmm. And I get back and I was driving it for like 2 weeks. Just on the coilovers. Mm-hmm. But the first time I drove it down to Tray 5, and I got closer to Tray 5, and I was going to go to Panda's that day too. So I was going to go to Tray 5, film, and then go to Panda's and have him look at the back so we can make a plan. Mm-hmm. So I get to Tray 5, and it's making now a worse noise in the back.
Oh, really? Of the tires hitting or something else?
I don't know.
Something's
rubbing. I was like, maybe the liner fell and it's rubbing against a tire or something. So I drive all the way to Panda's, and I was like, hey, man, like he looked in the back. I was like, I want to take the wheels and tires off here and just make sure everything's good. Mm-hmm. We take the back wheels and tires off. We look, he thinks it's this one thing. We tighten it. We come back. And then I was like, no, it was I forgot to tighten the top shock bolts on one side. They were tight, but they weren't snug. Did balloons just fly across the
screen?
They did.
Right now? I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to say nothing because I was like, oh, I'm into this. How did you do? Because like every time you do a thumbs up, it put a little thumbs up. But I don't know how you did the balloons. You did this. Do this again. And now we look weird just doing this.
Yeah. Anyway. So I get everything snugged up. What happened was the top shock tip, since those wheels are so wide, the top shock had come loose just a little and it was rubbing on the wheel.
Oh, damn. What an adventure, dude. Now, but so here's a couple thoughts on the whole thing. Number one, it's actually pretty good it worked out like that, because now that I realize that, I realized this before, but now thinking back on it again, that you put this whole thing together and you were about to drive it to California, up the entirety almost of California, and back down and home. maybe not the best idea. Maybe did a little shakedown before.
Maybe. If I did it when it wasn't 115 degrees out,
you would have had like a better
focus.
I would have had the
better focus and all this stuff. And not 2 days before I was supposed to leave.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, right.
It wasn't like a huge project, but for me, it was a huge project.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, like, I don't think you can discount anything like that, because it was you modifying this vehicle by yourself, like, and really with no previous experience on doing like coilovers or anything like that. But the other thought that I had was like, let's say it all worked out good. Didn't it need to be aligned?
I had an alignment appointment the next morning.
Oh, okay.
There's a place that was open on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, dang, you're doing all this, and then what about if you blew out the tires, you know? Or but anyway, that answers that question.
And it wasn't even that bad out of an alignment.
Oh, really?
Like when I took it down there, yeah. So the guy at the alignment shop too, because I drove it around for quite a while before I got it aligned, because I just wanted to make sure everything was good. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, do you want to do for $99, you could do as many alignments as you want for the next 3 years. And I'm all,
y'all sign me up.
I'm all, is that a challenge?
Yeah.
Because every trip I go on, we're going to drive down to that alignment shop and get it aligned.
So. No, I know. That's actually a killer deal, because anywhere around
it was $99 extra on top of the already 100 and something.
Okay, I'm all, dang, because it cost me $100 just to get it aligned one time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then my other favorite part of the video, everybody needs to go watch the video. It was very entertaining. It was entertaining. It was fun. And this whole like sense of accomplishment at the end with how the truck looked. Two funny things. Number one was when you came to the realization and showed me when you put the Rivian and the Maverick on top of each other, and we're like, it's the same thing.
You could buy four Mavericks for the price of that Rivian.
You could buy a Maverick and body drop it for a fraction of the cost of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Body drop and all that stuff. But yeah, that was hilarious. That was one funny thing, because you showed that to me. And yeah, they're just like so strikingly similar. It's pretty funny, actually.
It is pretty funny. And but when I was after the truck started making all that noise, I walked into the house and I was like, I should have just bought the fucking Rivian.
Oh really? Oh, like, because you were just so done. You're just like
so done, and the deals that they had at the time on those Rivians were excess builds from Gen 1 that they did. Mm-hmm. So they were just not giving them away, obviously, but deeply
discounted.
They were hardly any more money a month than the Maverick was. Yeah. So I was like, I should have just did it. And then, but now I'm stoked now. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say. After it's all said and done, how do you feel about it? You feel good?
Well, yeah, I feel good.
Because you're driving it.
And the bag thing worked out.
Yeah. That was really cool too. Like Panda making those brackets. Those brackets look super cool. They look like, you know, not factory. Well, yeah, they almost look factory.
It's cool because you can use that cup that's on top that comes with the coilover, so you can still adjust. So we need to, I need to make some adjustments in the back because it just needs a little bit of adjusting, but it's totally fine. Like driving home from Pandas, it was nicer than driving to Pandas.
Oh.
It was like, it rides better.
Nice. So does there, because when you guys put it down on the ground and Panda was talking about how we're going to see where it cycles down to with no air in the bags, and it didn't go down that far. Are you still riding on air? Did you put air? Like, that's, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like,
so when
you
don't ride around
with no air. You ride around with some air.
Yeah. If I rode around with no air, it's just bottomed out on the bag. So it's just like.
And does it hit anything?
No, it doesn't hit anything. So you know that little adjustable cup thing that he was talking about that he took from the spring and he put it on the bag?
Yeah.
That thing, you just screw it all the way up. And so what that'll allow it to go lower. But the problem with that is that sinks into that cup thing he made and hits the fittings on top of the bag. So we have to like cut that.
Cut the threads off the bottom of that.
Cut the threads off the bottom if I want to do that. So, but it worked out. And then I came home and I hooked the trailer up and drove around.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
full of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the other, here's the other funny part, right?
Right.
After all of this, I go to make that video of it driving in front of the house so I could, and I put the microphone in the bed of the truck so I can get the natural sound of the tire.
Uh-huh.
It didn't make any noise because it wasn't touching anything.
And then you dupe me with the fake noise.
You can get all kinds of sound effects on Epidemic.
Yeah, I realize that. That's really funny. So and then the only other thing that was hilarious to me about the video is when Panda's looking at it and you're like, you think you could do this? He's like, oh, hopefully.
Yeah.
That was.
I got to his shop at 9.
Panda's really funny. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. He's very funny. He has good comedic timing and he knows the right thing to say at the right time.
He's very funny. Yeah, I got down there at 9 and then I took off in his truck and had to go get some fittings and stuff while he was figuring it. That was him underneath the truck. Did you see when he banged the camera into the exhaust pipe?
No.
Yeah, go back and look when he takes the wheel and tire off.
Uh-huh.
The next shot is him crawling underneath the truck.
Uh-huh.
Go watch it again, and he bangs the camera against the exhaust pipe. It's like, ding!
That's
and then
hilarious.
He goes, oops.
Is that the pocket or your big camera?
Yeah, that was the pocket.
That's hilarious, dude. That was the whole thing was great. It was a really great video, and what a great adventure. It looks killer now with the windows tinted and those wheels. Yeah. It looks so killer. It looks really
everybody,
good.
Yeah, everybody like that. They just they'll drive by and they kind of look at it. And like one guy at the grocery store, he's like, "Is that bagged?"
Nope.
And it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't before. That. Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm all. Is it bagged? I don't know. It's kind of not. It doesn't do anything. Yeah. Like it barely lifts up. You know that. So also, what was funny is that little compressor kit that I got from Airlift. You'll see it when. Are you going to C10 intervention?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you'll see it then. So we go to put the compressor and we're like, where should we put this compressor? And I was like, oh, let's put it behind the seat. And it literally.
The two bolts are there.
And it's still sitting on those two bolts. We just pushed it on. It's just sitting there pressure.
That's funny. No, it's really cool. It turned out cool. I'm glad everything worked out. I'm glad you kept it that way. It would have been a little disappointing to go all the way back to stock.
You know what did this? Also, the pressure of making a video did this to me.
Yeah.
Because waiting on the Tacoma stuff and I'm just like, I went down this rabbit hole of making videos. And then I just stopped making videos on my truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, what can I do? I was like, well, let me do this. So yeah, it would have sucked taking it back to stock. I don't know if I would have released a video doing that.
It would have been so good. Like, that would have actually been really good. Because, like, you're, like, all the videos can't end good. That actually, I mean, it's gone. Everything worked out. But it would have been really interesting to see you just go, like, hey, look, we tried.
Yeah.
And here it is back to stock, and that's just the way it is.
It's like roadkill. They'll take a truck, drive it to Walmart, put an engine from another vehicle in the truck, and then they fail. Me, I literally put coilovers on this truck and fail. And I'm just like, it's like the most devastating thing in the world.
Well, hey, look, everything... Yeah, I say this a lot, it's all relative, you know. Like, yeah. if you fail swapping engines, or you fail doing this task, it's, hey, everybody fails a little bit, but you didn't. Fails. You didn't. You succeeded. No.
It is still making a tiny little. It is still making a tiny little clicking noise in the front, and I don't know what it is. And I emailed I messaged the guy on Facebook, the guy Bill that has the black one. I go, hey, does your front end, does it click ever or anything? He's like, no. He lives in Cleveland. He's got his, it's called coil preload. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
So when the tires drooped all the way down, like it's on jack stands, you can take the spring and shake it and the spring moves. So you twist this thing up and it preloads the spring.
Is that the bottom one?
It's the actual very top one.
Oh, okay.
It's the one right below the spring.
Okay.
So that one, you preload the spring. Mm-hmm. And it tightens the spring, so that way when it's drooped down, the spring's not loose. It's tightened in there.
Oh, okay.
And then there's another collar that locks that one. And then there's another collar that's on the very bottom. And that one, if you unscrew that and twist the actual shaft, it will raise and lower the truck.
Oh, interesting. I can't wait to see it. Yeah, like you said, we're gonna be heading up to Sacramento in a couple weeks to another C10 show.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
That'll
to
be an
it.
interesting trip too, cuz my mom's going and we're dropping her off in Merced.
Oh, cool. Are we picking up Chupas, or is Chupas meeting us there?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out, I guess.
I don't know if he's I don't know what he's doing. I told him if he wants to go, cool, if not, that's fine too, but we'll see.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute. Now, so that was the whole Maverick escapade, and that was to get to Slowdown, which is the first show that we have actually done together. Actually, to be honest with you, that was That was the next show after Rolling the Red Rocks, because I didn't go to anything in June. That was in May, and then didn't do anything in June, and then July we headed up to Slow, which was really cool. I met you there. That was the first time I took the Tundra out on that's a lie, because I took it up to the lake a couple months ago. But that was my first vendor. And I'm using that in air quotation marks. So that first vendor experience, like loading up my stuff in it. I didn't take
vendor. It was your vendor light.
It was like a dipping my toe in in the vendor life with that truck. I didn't take the trailer. I loaded up a few boxes, a few totes, and met you up there. The show was great. Again, like just being at the beach, and the weather was super nice. You just came from a very frustrating hot adventure. And then just chilled at the beach for a few days.
Yeah, we went to Monterey, and so we had a couple of days to prepare for that, to like get acclimated back into the cool weather. But yeah, just that show, it just feels like a vacation.
It does, absolutely.
You know, Chupas was there helping film, so that was nice. So I didn't, barely had to do anything except the booth side of things. And then just going like down to that little farmer's market, mm-hmm. and then just hanging out in Slow. And, having dinner with Daniel and Braden, and like, it was just cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I vendor light, dipping my toes, as I put some stuff in your booth. So we were just kind of like running your booth together, which was kind of cool. Like, Chupas was there filming for you. I decided that I was going to do all mobile content. Like everything I filmed at that show, I filmed on the pocket, and I made it for mobile. And if you've been following my Instagram, you could see like it's a bunch of Slow stuff. And it was, we always talk about taking off that pressure, of that kind of stuff. And it was nice, man. It was just chill. It was cool just to sit there, slang merch, talk to people. The C10 people are always so great to hang around. Everybody's so positive and happy.
Yep.
A bunch of killer rides were there. A lot of cool, like, mini truck inspired rides were there, too.
Yeah.
Like, there was that orange C10 with the graphics all over it from Aftermath. There was the Grant. I don't think that's necessarily Grant built, but it's got like a lot of like Grant stuff done to it.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was really cool. That red C10. So yeah, great rides, great location, great people, everything. Paul did a killer job. Paul and his crew, the you know, putting on that show, did a killer job. I always like the C10 shows because it's definitely like a different vibe from like a mini truck show. Obviously, because the trucks are different, obviously. Yep. But not so obviously. Like, I really like how they make the whole thing an experience. Like, one, it was at the beach. It was at the golf course. That's one experience. And then what I really like is how they do like the VIP stuff to give like another kind of like experience. So like, you can enter the show, you can hang out, but, you know, I don't know exactly what it costs, but for a fee, you can go up to like the VIP area, which is like all, you know, super nice. It was up on that balcony, drinks. It was, I like the vibe.
Yeah. Food and all that. Yeah, it was. It's just, I love that show. We're going to go back next year. And I think next year, so this, the last few years we've stayed in San Luis Obispo, but talking to a few people, they stayed in Pismo.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you said, and you said that like there was a little more kind of cruising and stuff going on down there.
Yeah,
and which is what I kind of missed from that.
Yeah, and I totally spaced on how close Pismo's just as close as San Luis Obispo to Avila Beach. Yeah, because it would be cool to stay in Avila Beach, but it's pricey.
You know
what I mean, to stay down there. So if you get a group of people, maybe with an Airbnb, it's not too bad. But I think I'm gonna look at Pismo next year. So something different.
Yeah, we checked out, and then like you said earlier, we hung out with Daniel and Brady. We checked out a new chicken spot.
Yep.
What did we give it? I think we gave it like a 7.
It was good.
It was good. It was like it was like a solid 7.5.
I liked how the lady brought out a chicken strip with the hottest sauce that we could try.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
yeah, that was awesome.
And it was hot, but it wasn't too crazy.
It wasn't party foul. That wasn't disrespectful hot.
It wasn't. Yeah.
But yeah, no, killer show. We had a great time. Everything was super cool about it. Like I said, it was the first time I drove the Tundra. That was the first time you got to check out the Tundra.
Yep.
You drove the Tundra a little bit.
Did I? I did, huh?
You did, yeah. After
I did, yeah.
You know. I'm like, I've been hanging out all day. I think you need to drive to dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I was like, okay.
Yeah, so that was cool. So, yeah, the whole experience was pretty awesome. And thanks to Paul for having us, and we'll be back.
We will be back next year, and we will be back to the intervention in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Does he have anything to do with that? I don't know how that kind of whole thing works.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, cool. Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's the same, like, 2 or 3 people that do it all.
Okay. All right. Are they also involved in the one in Texas that you're going to pretty soon?
No, that's a totally different one. Yeah, okay. That's a guy
I'm still kind of new. Like, forgive me if I step on any toes or anything, but I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah. It's nice to go to like different types of truck shows. You know what I mean? Like instead of just being, because we need content, right? And if you think about it, like name 5 mini truck shows in California.
Right.
There's,
I can't name one. Vic.
There's that, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then there's the Freaktoberfest that they're doing up in NorCal, which I think is the same weekend as Vic's show.
It is.
So, yeah. There are shows, but like, California is so huge. It's just like Texas.
Right.
You know, so, but I'm like, so in Southern, let's say Southern California.
Yeah.
You know, we make our living by going to basically mini truck shows.
Mm-hmm.
If we just stayed in the Southwest, we would have like how many shows a year to go to?
Just like,
So it's like you have to go out and do these things.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a cool experience.
And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. They're badass lowered trucks. Mm-hmm. They just happen to all be Chevys.
Yeah.
You know, so you go there, get your intake of Chevys, and then you go to the mini truck show and you get refreshed with cool trucks.
Right. You know, there was
cool trucks. I know Oro's listening, so I had to give
him say that. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. The we're going to go to that Sacramento one, the intervention, but also like I was, cause you know, we've been talking about kind of like expanding our horizons, going to different things. Ventura Nationals is that weekend. I was like, oh, cause that would have been cool.
Is it the same weekend as Woodland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, well, but then like, even on the way up there, like driving to Slowdown, I realized like in that area, not, you know, you got the Santa Maria show.
Yeah,
that's another show up there that I think just recently happened. And then there's a Ventura show. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
There is a lot of stuff. And those shows, you have to really plan in advance, because I think I was looking at the Santa Maria one and their stipulation for being a vendor is difficult.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. Well, their stipulation on having a vehicle there is difficult. They're pretty particular on what they let in. It has to fit a certain look, a certain criteria for them. You just can't rock up in your, I don't know, what's a good example? In your 60,
I don't know.
In your, we always go to a 69 Camaro for some reason. You can't rock up like, in your 69 Camaro saying, "Hey guys, I'm here."
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Unless that Camaro is lowered on, you know, Supreme wheels with cool paint,
yeah.
like a traditional kind of lowrider.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that was the intervention. It was real cool. And then
no, that was the slowdown.
I'm sorry, the slowdown is real cool.
And I'm excited for the intervention. I'm just not as excited as for the weather.
It's going to be hot, huh?
It's last year, I guess, was nice, but mm-hmm. the years before that were like 105.
Wow. I'm not selling any sweaters there.
No.
That's okay. No, it'll be cool. The slowdown was fun. Speaking about going to different things, I had an adventure. This past weekend.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So everybody's been waiting. Like, and by the way, I dropped my Havasu video. Did you get a chance?
We both dropped our Havasu video, and we didn't talk about them.
When did you drop yours? You dropped yours like a week ago.
I dropped mine like 2 weeks ago, and you dropped yours about a week after.
Oh yeah, it was like just a few days ago. It was earlier this week. Regardless, it's the same video.
It's the same video.
I didn't even realize because you dropped yours before mine and I didn't go back and look at it. And then when I made mine, we used the same truck for the thumbnail too.
I know. And I pre-planned that. I took a photo of that truck specifically at the show for the thumbnail.
Because you knew you were going to use that as a thumbnail.
Well, because I've been trying to like think of thumbnails lately.
Yeah.
Instead of just pulling a screen grab or something, I've been trying to like remember to specifically get a thumbnail for the videos.
Well, yeah, I mean yours is much better because you have like the sunset. I can't remember, but it was like it was towards the water with the trees and everything like that. So yeah, yours is definitely nicer.
No, it's funny too. When I was editing that video, I go, I'm not going to use like punky rock song, like punk rock.
I did notice that
because I was like, Frank's going to use that type of music.
Yeah,
and he's probably going to. I thought you were going to just use a Venomous Pink song.
I haven't quite gotten to the point where you are, where I just don't, something about in my brain about it, the seeing that yellow, you know, shared monitor, whatever.
Or mine says red, ineligible, blocked in some countries.
Oh, and damn. I'm like,
whatever. I don't care.
I haven't quite got that hurdle. But what was interesting is because, yeah, I used very like punky music and one of the songs was a girl singing. Like Lindsay thought it was a Venomous Pink song.
Yeah.
So. But anyway,
that's nice about Epidemic does have some good variety in that genre.
Yeah, it worked out real well. Even though like our videos are the same video, very, very similar. That was the thing. I was talking to somebody and I was like kind of explaining to them. I'm like, well, you know, yeah, we go to the same shows and do the same things, but we're two different people with two different like vibes or whatever. So there are going to be different. So mine is definitely different. I don't know if you remember, but I shot that whole show on the pocket.
Yeah.
Well, no, tell a lie. That's not the whole show because like the real tight shots are with my regular camera. Yeah. But all the clips where it's like the full vehicle or, you know, things, that was all in the pocket. It did really good. Like it was really.
Yeah. I filmed all the rolling shots for the Maverick on the pocket.
Did you use your new rig?
Yeah, it's over there.
Can you bring that?
I did.
Friday? Can you bring that on Friday? I have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It works really good. I found out. I had to buy another little piece for it that like, so when you're mounting the quarter screw, the pocket on the quarter screw, it can do this like very, very slight jitters. So I've got this thing that like clamps the pocket.
You know what it is? I've noticed that too. It's where that auxiliary battery clicks into the bottom.
Yeah.
That thing does move.
The first time using that, when it's sitting on the hood and I'm driving on the freeway at 65 miles an hour and I'm like,
you're doing 65 with it on there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. We had to keep up with traffic. Like we, you know,
yeah.
The first time I did it was filming Jeremy's truck and I was like, well, and then I just had that string on it. And then this is what my other thought was. Okay. If this thing falls, it's going to do more than the cost of damage to my vehicle than the actual pocket and that thing cost.
True. Yeah, that's
it
true.
Is just going to wail all over my truck. It's just going to fly. It might break my windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it breaks my windshield, that's cost more than the pocket and that thing combined. So
right.
I'm just like, huh. I'm like, I guess so. I got to figure out some kind of like a. I have another suction cup that now I put next to that and tie it. So it's like two suction cups.
Oh, okay. A little backup.
But I just used the phone in the truck and then highlighted the vehicle and hit follow and I just drove and it follows the truck.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, going off track a little bit, but definitely bring that because I have an idea for a. It's a TikTok video, but it'll make sense.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So the dropping that video, I shot the whole thing on the pocket. yeah. So to kind of go back, everybody's been waiting for the Havasu video to come out, and then the Mini Nats video came out. So what I did was, I am now making a video about OC Yoda Nights.
Yeah. Oh, before the before Mini Nats.
Yeah.
Okay. None of this needs to make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's just like there's a few people who've been like hitting me up. Hey, when's the Mini Nats video? When's the Mini Nats video? And I'm like, and then at the time I was like, well, I'm working on it next. It's coming out soon, but not anymore because I'm doing this other video.
Yeah.
Because I went down to this thing called OC Yoda Nights, and that was a really cool experience. And by the time this episode drops, that video is coming out today too. Oh, so cool. For our early listeners, you have to wait till 8 a.m. Pacific time for it to come out. So give it a minute. It'll be on a minute. But yeah, so I went down to this thing called OC Yoda Nights, and the how I ended up in this is Jaime Silva, the Jaime Silva, the wheel guru, is I think everybody knows him best as, is building a Toyota Stout. And his Toyota Stout's interesting because it's not just like taking a Toyota Stout and motor swapping it and bagging it. He made, basically what he did was he took a Tacoma and he took a Stout and grafted them together. And everybody kind of tends to say like, oh, you frame swapped it. Not technically, because the frame swapping would be just taking the body off the Stout, taking the body off the Tacoma and swapping them, right? But what he actually did was he cut the Tacoma from the firewall down. So it's basically a Tacoma firewall, floor, and I think a little bit of the rear back wall. I'm not sure. And then he took the Stout and then grafted it to that. Yeah. So it's not technically just a frame swap. So he's been working on this thing for I don't know exactly how long. I don't want to say it wrong, but he's been working on it for a while. And kind of like he already had this idea to build this truck for a long time. He had his Stout for a long time, and he kind of was putting this whole thing together. And it's a great story. And later on, not in this video that I'm dropping now, but in a later video, we're going to do a whole thing on it. He'll explain everything much better than I can. But
yeah,
so,
someone asked if they were going to have him back on the podcast, and I said, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that'd be a great idea. Make a video and then have him on the podcast. Yeah, that's a good idea. So anyway, so he entered this thing. They had a build off. So OC Yoda Nights is this all Toyota cruise night in Orange County in Anaheim. And it's mostly like off-road overlander type trucks, you know, not much. There are a couple lowered things here and there, but I'd say 97% is like overland off-road stuff. And so it's put on by this thing called Yoda Trader, which is an Instagram thing. It's exactly what it is. They buy and sell Toyota parts and you know, put on Toyota-only events and everything like that. So they hosted the event. So they had this thing that was the OC Yoda Nights build-off. And it was, and I think this is like public knowledge out there, so I'm not really giving anything away, but it was like $300 to enter, and you enter your build, and then you have the chance to win $10,000. So, like, it's a big prize, right?
Yeah.
So he did. That's what he did. He entered, started working on his Stout. He did the graft first, got it running and driving and you know, moving around. And then he bagged the front. And then a week before the event, he spent back halfing it. So him, MJB, Michael, was helping him out. They got it bagged and they got it to this cruise night. Turned out super killer. Go watch a video. There's some detailed shots of everything. Like I said, I'll provide more information later. But detailed shots of everything. The cruise night itself was super cool. Being a Toyota nerd, I was just like, and it was like a kid, you know, in a candy store, just all this cool Toyota stuff going on, overland and stuff. I took the 4Runner. Hold on. Patting myself on the back for those not for just listening, patting myself on the back. I took the 4Runner, which was funny because that was like a whole thing too. Because Eric, handsome Eric, went down too, and I knew I was going to the event, and like. Taking the easy way out or the lazy way out or however you want to say it. I was like, I'll take the Tundra. It'll be fine to just take the Tundra. And then I put it in the club group chat. Hey, I'm going to this thing. Anybody going? Handsome Eric is all like, yeah, I'm going. I'm like, cool. Let's work it out. So we, you know, start talking on the side. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to take my Toyota because he's got a, I don't know what year it is, but it's a 84 to 88 body style extra cab. That's a really cool truck. We could talk about that in a second. But he's like, yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm like, ugh. I got to take the 4Runner. I can't. Yeah. I can't not take the 4Runner. That'd be dumb. So anyway, so I took the 4Runner down there. I got a lot of like cool positive feedback because it's like I said, since it's like 97% overland, off-road, crawling type trucks, they're pretty tripped out to see this bagged 4Runner kind of rolling around. So that was really cool. Had a great time. Jaime did not win.
Yeah.
He didn't win. They had some really amazing, they had a, from what I gather, they had about 10 vehicles in this build off challenge. And, you know, what it came down to, we were all, you know, the group that we were with, we're all kind of talking about it and analyzing it. And what it came down to is like, that's not really their jam, even though it's this crazy, very interesting thing built that he did. He made this thing, like, it wasn't what they were after. So like the thing that won was like, it was a, and I actually didn't get any footage or photo of it, so I can't say this is what it was, but it was like, same body style as Eric's truck, standard cab lifted, but completely restored. Like, yeah. Perfectly restored. And I kind of knew the jig was up when I was walking around, like looking at stuff, and the judge, I don't want to use quotation marks, but the judges were there looking at it, and they were looking at the hardware they used to put the corner lights on. That's when I kind of knew, it was like, oh, Jaime's cooked on this one.
Yeah.
Because like, again, not their jam, because right next to Jaime was this other stout, and I don't know anything about it. I think it has like a, like it's either supercharged or turbocharged, you know, 1UZ in it or something. It's got a really crazy Toyota motor and it's super cool. It's also bag, not body drop like his, but bag. but yeah, so that's what they went after.
Yeah.
Which the only thing, if I was to like complain or be like a Karen about the situation, is like they announced this build off no more, let's say a year ago. I think it was much less than that. They did not restore these trucks in that time. These trucks were already restored. They were already done and have been
where,
done for
where
a
Jaime
time.
Basically started his from scratch.
Exactly. So this build off wasn't necessarily a build off. That's my only complaint. And I don't know if
it's almost like if you're going to do that, you almost need to go inspect each entry.
Exactly. Which I thought they were doing, because like Jaime was like, you know, putting out updates and putting like, it wasn't like a secret thing. You can go on his Instagram and you can basically watch the whole build go down from the cutting of the cabs to it being laid out on the ground. And the Yoda Knights people were reposting all this stuff. So I thought maybe that they were looking a little harder, but I don't know. But anyway, it was super cool. It was really cool. I'm really glad Jaime was so like, he got a lot of great feedback on that truck. He basically spent the entire night just standing behind his truck and all these people coming up to talk to him. So I'm really happy for him, really stoked. And he did a killer job on the truck. The truck is freaking cool.
I mean, you said you're doing a video basically with him talking about it.
Yeah. After this is done, and you know how we do things, it'll probably be a while. But if we put it together with a podcast, that maybe might motivate me a little more to get it done. You know, but yeah. So I'll have a whole video on it that, and it like, it's going to be a longer one, cause there's a lot of detail.
Someone asked that on your video. Cause I went back. Do you ever go back on the podcast in the YouTube comments and re-answer questions? Cause people ask
sometimes,
and then, yeah, you should definitely even go on my channel and your channel when you're sitting there sometimes, go through the comments, cause people will leave comments and they'll ask questions, and a lot of them are left blank.
Oh, okay.
So, and then they'll respond too. Mm-hmm. And then no one's answering them. So like,
we should go back.
If we want, because if we always tell people, hey, leave a comment, it helps us. And they're like, I did, you didn't answer me.
Yeah.
So, no. But yeah, someone mentioned that in your video. I think it was maybe under Will's thing. They're just like, are you guys going to have Jaime on the podcast again?
Oh, okay.
And cool. I said, yeah, because he's definitely...
Yeah, cool. He's out there just doing things, man. So it was really cool, really, really cool experience. And so watch that video. Go over to my channel and watch that video. Hopefully it's there, right? Hopefully it's there.
Oh, you haven't started it yet?
Oh, no, I've started. I'm almost done.
Oh, okay.
Which actually, to go into another little thing about that. So again, I shot the whole thing on the Pocket. Mm-hmm. I shot it in 4K 24, you know, some 60 stuff for slow motion. My computer does not like any of that. And so now I'm learning about how to edit with proxies.
Mm.
So, which is a thing. It was kind of like a thing to learn. And it's still like choppy. It's still a little choppy.
Yeah. They, when you're shooting in 4K, there's two versions of 4K on the Pocket to shoot in too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's HEVC and MPEG.
Or MP4.
No, HEVC and H.264.
Oh, okay. I think I'm in H.264.
Yeah. I don't know if you can shoot HEVC if you're only shooting log. I don't know how that works, but yeah, that's where I was when I had to make my next step into the computer.
I know.
I started with proxies and then I was just like,
Because even God, that's a challenge. Like, it's not like if you had to do like a whole, like this, it works for this because it's not a ton of footage, you know? But if I was thinking about it, and to fill everybody in what we're talking about, is my computers are old and can't handle 4K footage. So when I say choppy, when it plays back the video, it's like, and it's really, really difficult to edit.
It's so bad to edit in. It's like, that's where when I got my new one, I was like, oh, okay, finally. You know, I was like, I have to do this. The nice thing about the newer cameras, though, not the Pocket, but they shoot proxy internally.
Oh, really?
So you just turn proxies on. And then when you go to your footage, you have to duplicate footage. Because what a proxy is it's shooting a 4K file, and it's also shooting a 720 file next to it.
Oh, is that what that means?
So the proxy is the 720 file. So you're editing 720, and then you're linking the 4K when you're completely done with it.
So I wonder why my computer's still having a hard time even with it being 720, if that's the case.
The proxy files?
Uh-huh.
Probably because they're so compact. Like, so you're turning them into proxies via Adobe Premiere?
Yeah, the media encoder. I just found like this video, and it kind of explained how to do it. And there might be a different way to do it, but the way I did it was doing it through media encoder.
Yeah, that's basically how you do it.
Okay.
It just takes a while, but yeah, you'll get frustrated if you start filming and editing more videos, and you're like, if you're only editing a video every 2 months, it's not a big deal,
right?
But if you're like getting into this thing, you're gonna go, oh, it's time to buy a new computer.
And that's how I kind of feel like I because as I'm doing that, I just remember how you went through that whole process too of upgrading and everything. So here I am. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. But yeah, so that was
Shoot in 1080.
There's that too.
There's that
be
too.
Be old 1080 Frank for the rest
old
of my 1080 life.
1080 Frank. It's not, I mean, it's going on YouTube. What's the big deal?
Yeah. Well, the only thing that I noticed, the reason why I just kind of went straight to 4K on everything was because when I used like the optical zoom, the digital zoom on it, 1080, it looks terrible. Like if you go watch that.
Well, are you editing on a 4K timeline?
Come again?
So on your, when you open up Adobe.
Uh huh.
The timeline you're editing on that you're putting your clips on, that's a 4K timeline.
Oh, yeah, because what I did was I just take my first clip and I drop it, and then I make it. So whatever that first clip, the parameters of that is.
It sets the parameters. You can go up to sequence, change sequence settings to 1920 by 1080, and then that turns that timeline into a 1080p timeline. And then you just have to take your clips from 100% to 50%, and then it resizes them properly. So that might help too.
Oh, okay. I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Because cool. That way, because if you're editing 4K on a 1080, you can zoom, you can scale in Premiere and it doesn't lose quality. That's right. The benefit of shooting in 4K. But if you're zooming on the 4K timeline, then it's.
Yeah. Oh.
See what I'm saying?
So if I create a 4K timeline and I want to zoom in on something, it's still going to look bad because it's already at its biggest thing that it could be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm just kind of like learning, figuring all that out.
Yeah.
It'll be fine for this video, like I said. It's kind of
going to be fine for all of this is fine.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Like phone footage, all this stuff is like, it's like we're so hypercritical about things sometimes.
Definitely.
That we lose sight in like this Maverick video was shot on the Pocket. But a lot of it was shot on my new camera, too. And I'm like looking at that footage. I was like, damn, this looks really good. Like when I'm talking in front of the camera and the Maverick's in the background, I was like,
wait, which one did you do that on?
I did that on my brand new camera.
Oh, I see.
And like I was like looking at it on my computer. I was like,
it looked real good.
Damn, this is sick. I just want to record everything on this. But then I'm like, no one even notices. No one's going to care.
I noticed. I cared.
Okay.
No, but yeah, no, the general public really doesn't care. Yeah. It was just kind of another little thing I wanted to bring up about this video and the OC Yoda Nights thing was like, this video is going to go by quick and it's a little freeing. Because I don't care, other than Jaime's truck, I really don't care what else goes in here. You know what I mean? So, like, you know how in the back of your head when you're editing a video from a show, you're like, oh, I want to get this in there. Or like, I know this person's watching, so I want to get this in there. And then you're like, "There's no one knows me down there."
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, no one cares. But, yeah, cool. Yeah, man. That was it. We had a lot of stuff.
We did. We could have broken this up into a lot of episodes, but... no, there's, what else do we have?
That's all I got. We were going to talk about some, car YouTube channels we're currently into.
Something that, Will brought up. He was like, you guys should do segments.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm surprised you haven't done segments yet. And we've talked about doing not official segments, but like talking about upcoming shows or talking about this. So I started thinking about like, what could we do? Because the problem with talking about upcoming shows is every episode we would talk about the same shows.
Right.
So I was thinking.
Which isn't actually, though, it actually isn't too bad, because if we keep talking about them, it might get in people's brains and they might go. But then it might get a little repetitive on our end. I don't know.
I think we could, like, the shows we go to, we're going to not prioritize what we talk about, but we're going to prioritize them because we're going to them.
Right.
It's not saying that the other shows, you know what I mean, are whatever. But so we're going to talk about those shows over and over again, like Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, C10 Intervention, Sparks. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else
Chubb,
we're going to.
Chubbs, but a Day to Remember.
Day to Remember. Mm-hmm. You know, so these shows. Oh, and Forbidden Fantasy, that hotel, this hotel sold out and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's already done? Or already sold out?
Oh, yeah. It sold out that first day that we released it. So
nice.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that stuff. But I was thinking, if you, and we eventually we will talk about the same shows over and over again, but we highlight two each. So you pick two shows that you, it could be any two shows anywhere in the world, right? That you're like, this looks interesting. One day I want to go, or I'm never going to go, but I still want to like talk about it.
Right.
And then I'll pick two shows and we'll go from there. Like I want to talk about Freaktoberfest and Forbidden Fantasy. And we'll say, oh yeah, those are coming up. These are the dates for those. And then you pick this. And before we record, we'll cross-reference so we're not talking about the same show.
Yeah, cool.
So we'll just make a list. And then the other segment I was thinking about, because people ask us about this quite a bit, is YouTube videos that we've either watched or YouTube channels that were like, hey, I just saw this YouTube channel. You guys should go check it out. You know what I mean? Like, and it could be about anything.
Yeah. So. And then we also need to follow up on that conversation we were having, because our buddy Jeff from Sunset was one of the episodes where like, yeah, that that whole Gene Winfield stuff is really interesting. All right. See you later.
Yeah. So we'll, because nothing happened after it. Like everyone can go see what happened with him.
Yeah.
But there's no updates on it.
No, it was just funny that that's what we said. Oh, and he's like, hey, what happened?
What happened? I don't know what happened. The Gene Winfield stuff is very interesting. I would go do.
Do a little deep dive.
Do a little deep dive. There's a Reddit post that's very interesting. With, and the comments on the Reddit post are super interesting. And then go do a deep dive on his Instagram. And then there's a woman that he was business partners with, or I don't know what was going on. Go do a deep dive on her Instagram.
And also we don't want to, we want to be careful because that whole thing, we don't want to be careful that we like start kind of going into the realm of like slandering someone because we don't know, you know, because there are a lot of things that, that could easily fall into that. Because basically what the situation is I think it's okay to say the situation is there are some people accusing the caregiver of him stealing money from him. And that's sort of like the story. But then other people who have dealt with him said, no, he has taken money personally.
Yeah.
Again, allegedly, that's a that's a good word that everybody uses allegedly nowadays. Yeah. Allegedly, all this happened. So yeah, go check it out. Just Google Gene Winfield Reddit. That'll get you on the right path. You'll start diving into it, and may come to your own opinion on what happened.
Yeah, yeah, and then So segments, future segments, shows, YouTube stuff, and obviously questions. There are some questions that I've skimmed over. Some one of the guys out here was like, I'll ask this a fourth question since you guys haven't asked my first three. And I go, oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to derail the conversation here, but I forgot. At the top of the episode, I said I had two new shirts on the website. Oh, yeah. I do. And talking about the Jaime's truck and his build, I have reissued a thing that's called Praise the Lord. And that's this one right here. And this is Jaime actually drew this for me many years ago back when we were BST Clothing, before we were Custom Life. So this is this design here is from 2015 ish.
And did you do any? Did you update it at all?
We added the colors are a little different. Yeah. The logo on the door, so you can see here, it's a stout. It's not Jaime's stout because I don't think he knew because he didn't have that one at the time. So
yeah.
It's just a stout. I don't even know what year it is. He just drew it. But on the door of the stout, it had BST Clothing. So now it says Custom Life. So a little modification on the door, a little different colorway. It was a single color originally. Now it's this two color design here. So go buy that one. That's the reissue and to describe it to you, so I don't know if you know what it looks like, but
I vaguely
So it's a girl wearing a veil with praying hands, kind of like Dia de los Muertos, and it says "Praise the Lord," and it's got this body drop stout on it.
There was a truck club back in the day called Praise the Lord.
It's a good name.
It is.
It's a cool. It's name.
A really good name.
Which yeah. actually, so and to be to go way way back in the archives, this is actually the third interpretation of Praise the Lord, because
revision.
Ah, oh yes, it's Rev C actually, because there were two more before this. There was way 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 back when we were BSC Clothing in the very beginning in 2003. We had one, and it was a nautical star, right? And
of then, course,
of course. This is 2003, so it's a nautical star and has a banner, and it says Praise the Lord. And then years later, we did that with Jaime, and now we're back with it. And so go to the website, buy that one, buy the Possessed to Cruise and Praise the Lord.
Yes. What kind of truck is on the Possessed one again?
An S10.
Jeez.
Look at that.
Look
everybody,
at that.
Everybody, Frank hates S10s.
Now well, there's Frank a also, he also wants to sell t-shirts. So.
I also need some money. So if anybody wants to go to, you know, oh, that's another thing about your video that I mean.
Is that called pandering?
It is.
That is. Yeah.
It's 100% pandering. 100% pandering. No, it's a cool design, though. It's a cool design. I kind of did this whole thing. No one knows, and it doesn't matter. But I did a reel a few months ago of an F-150, which, hindsight, whatever, should have been S-10. Okay. But I did an F-150, and I used that song, Possessed to Skate, from Suicidal Tendencies. And I was like, oh, Possessed to Cruise. So it was a little Easter egg a few months ago. Coming out with this design because, you know, I had the idea back then. But yeah, so it has an S10 on it. I really big thumbs up. Well, my computer doesn't do that, but real big thumbs up on your video where you're like, hey, we need money to buy parts to make these things work and all this stuff. So go buy merch. So yeah. Same here. Need money to make stuff happen. Go buy merch.
I need money so I can buy a new daily.
Yeah, because you screwed up your... And I need money to pay for my daily, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's, hope everybody's caught up. Hope everybody enjoyed this one.
Is that all the notes you had there? You had a lot of notes.
That's them all. We're going to have notes every time now. Every time we're going to have
some every
notes.
Time?
Every time we have some notes, we're going to talk about stuff because there's all sorts of stuff always going on. So it is dead. But let's just FaceTime through here real quick and get it done. And then, cause like when I opened FaceTime, it didn't like that, but we'll see you next week.
Maybe
we'll see you next week. We had some technical difficulty
on Frank's new laptop.
Yeah. It looks like I'm buying a laptop this week. So, or before, at least before the next episode.
I'll send you the link to a couple of them that will last you forever and edit 4K footage and all that stuff really good.
I'm gonna need some guidance through this whole thing. But yeah, so that's this week's episode. I'm glad we got the rest of it out of the way, and now we're hobbling along the little last bit right here, which is probably might mess up stuff too, because your voice is gonna be coming through here anyway.
Oh, it's gonna be coming through the phone.
Yeah,
so I'm
I don't like that because you're going to hear your voice through here, and it's going to, we'll see everybody next week.
Yeah. We have some technical difficulties. We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week. Thanks for checking out the podcast. I hope this one was entertaining. Go to our websites, livelifecustom.com, grinder-tv.com, new stuff to buy, new giveaway, and we'll see you next
Eastwood
week.
Eastwood Welder. Thanks, Sean Rose. Thanks everybody. Okay. Bye.
Bye.